Welcome to Breadbox Media's News Out of the Box for Tuesday, January 31st, 2017. I'm Joe Lerza. For all the controversy the mainstream media stirred up over the weekend due to President Donald Trump's executive order banning refugees from certain Middle Eastern countries with ties to terrorism, there are some facts the networks are not telling you. First, the list of countries Trump targeted for an immigration pause is from President Obama's own Terrorist Prevention Act of 2015. The Obama administration identified Iraq, Iran, Sudan, Syria, Libya, Somalia, and Yemen. Trump enacted his executive order off that list of countries. It's not a Muslim ban, it's an enactment of something President Obama started 2 years ago. One Middle Eastern expert asked, if this was a Muslim ban, then where are Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, and others? Secondly, all the immigrants that were detained in the U.S. on Friday and Saturday are now free to roam about the country. They were detained for only a few hours. Third, Trump's order is temporary. Security risks are banned for 90 days. Refugee processing halted for 120 days. Fourth, a reminder that Obama banned immigration from Iraq and President Carter banned it from Iran. This is nothing new, just a president doing what he said he would do. The only surprise is that Trump actually did what he said he would do within his first week in office. Number five, Trump's refugee caps are the same as those implemented by President Obama from 2011 to 2015. Number six, the executive order is totally legal. The president has clear statutory authority to take these actions. His predecessors did so without much controversy. And finally, the executive order is a security measure. You've seen mainstream media coverage of the protests of President Trump's order to pause refugee admissions from terrorist-connected countries. All that coverage portrays the image that the majority of Americans oppose the executive order. But a poll released yesterday says not true. A majority of voters back the concept of halting admissions from seven terrorist-connected countries, according to a new Rasmussen Reports poll yesterday that found general broad support for the kind of executive order President Trump signed on Friday. Voters are more enthusiastic about the policy, Rasmussen said, with 56% saying a pause in visas for Syria, Sudan, Iraq, Iran, Yemen, Somalia, and Libya makes sense. Less than a third of those surveyed opposed the temporary ban, and 11% were undecided. In one of his first acts as president last week, President Trump effectively halted nearly $200 billion worth of regulations, according to a new analysis. The president has taken aggressive action to curb regulations in his first week, promising to cut 75% or maybe more, and signing an executive order yesterday to cut two regulations from the books when every new rule is introduced. The first move came in the form of a memo to all federal agencies from Chief of Staff Reince Priebus, freezing all recently finalized and pending regulations. The American Action Forum, a center-right policy institute, found the action resulted in stopping rules that would cost the economy $1.81 billion. Starbucks' knee-jerk reaction to President Trump's ban on refugees from seven nations with ties to terrorism was to announce they would hire refugees across the country. Now they face a backlash and a possible boycott by their own customers. Customers are now on social media pushing a boycott, asking why not first hire unemployed American veterans. Experts say it's unclear how the boycott will ultimately affect sales. That's your Breadbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joe Lerza, reminding you to always think out of the box.